Oh, different music. That means it's a different show. The holiday half hour of power we're doing here. Something a little different. We'll do some holiday gift recommendations in here. I have things. Maybe you guys have things. And who do we have? Of course, for the holiday half hour power, the first person I think of when I think of the holidays is AP.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. Sure. How are you? Sure you do.
Yeah. How are you, Mike?
Doing good tonight, huh?
I didn't say which holiday.
Okay. No eggnog tonight?
No eggnog.
Oh, okay.
No. I could have. Don't worry. There's a party coming up, Mike. A best show holiday party. You'll get your eggnog and then some.
Of course, nog.
I had a new festive. I tried a new festive drink. Maybe you can help me out.
Yeah.
It's made in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And it's got rum in it. And it was fantastic. Does anybody familiar?
What is that called? I know that it has a starts with a C.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Colito or it's some,
that's a sausage. That's a Spanish sausage.
Yeah, I know. I had some coworkers that would make it and bring it in and sell it at work.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so strong.
This yeah, wasn't that. This one was smooth.
Where are you working?
Well, selling back
booze,
alleys,
selling booze in the hallways.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other voice we just heard, that's Dudio. Jason,
hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, there we go. That's the voice. And Pat Byrne, of course.
Hey, Tom.
How are you, Pat?
Doing great.
And we have our guest, Terry T. is here.
Hello.
How are you? Happy holidays
Happy
to you.
Happy holidays
Welcome
to you.
Welcome back.
Yes. So... Yeah, this started as a thing that we were talking about holiday gifts and gift-giving guides, and I don't know. It's hard with that stuff. We kind of morphed into talking about the holidays, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yes. You know, right? Memorable moments.
Yeah.
From holidays past.
Yes. Then do you have something to start it off, Mike?
One thing that came to mind, I was thinking about this. I was thinking... You know, when you're a kid, you're first starting to get gifts and stuff. I remember I went to a church flea market around the holidays. So they were selling all festive things and whatever. And I saw what to me was maybe the most pathetic, like, sort of doll. It was a Humpty Dumpty sort of doll. And it was so beat up and greasy that, you know, its proper place was the garbage can. But somebody had put it up for sale for about 50 cents. And this thing broke my heart sitting there. I was like a kid,
yeah.
You know, looking at this thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have money on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, like, sort of track down my mother, you know, can I have 50 cents just to spare this thing more humiliation in front of people?
So looking to just...
Yeah, I bought the thing. I took it home. It was never like something I played with, but mm-hmm. I felt like I put it out of its misery.
Sure.
As a, you know,
in its
as
final
a,
days.
As its final days as a Christmas present or a child's mm-hmm. toy.
Yeah.
And so my question is to the panel is, have you ever felt sympathy for an inanimate object around Christmas? Any sad sex, you know, gifts you've uh-huh. seen or received
that have just brought it of some sort of
yeah, just kind of didn't really bring the joy mm-hmm. that you it was yeah. expected to bring.
Was your mother shocked when you were just like, I want to buy this thing?
You know what, I did it on the sly, okay. You know, because I don't think she would have given it to me if she uh-huh. saw this pathetic yeah. thing I was going to buy. I forgot to mention it had like yeah. two stubby legs,
uh-huh.
and one of them had like a Band-Aid holding the leg, and you know, it was, uh-huh. it was literally the stuffing was
oh
coming out
gosh.
Of it.
Yeah,
so the Band-Aid had been, you know, put on the thing.
So you're actually like saying, I want to buy a greasy Humpty Dumpty doll.
Yeah.
Because it looked so sad
yeah.
for 50 cents.
Yeah.
And then at one point, did you just finally toss it?
I think it kicked around. Yeah, that might be another good subject. Like whatever happened to certain gifts that you thought like were great gifts or whatever mm-hmm. you gave them, and then you know I think just they just disappear, right? They you yeah. know it's sort of a fleeting
yeah.
Thing that happens at the holidays.
Yeah. So you want to know what people have had feelings for inanimate objects. It's a great holiday. It's so...
Maybe I have.
one.
Yeah? Okay. So, what is it?
Well, it's not so much the object per se, but it's like the person selling it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is years ago, I was in a diner, and this woman comes in. I think she was on drugs.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
A drug addict,
okay,
per se.
Yeah, Mike perks up.
Yeah, this is this is something right down my alley.
And she needs to get hit, hit, you know. And so she comes in with this clock, similar to your thing, like this disgusting, dirty clock, electric clock.
Okay.
And she's like, everybody in the diner, she's like, does anyone want this clock? I'm selling this clock. You know how much they go for. $25, $30.
Yeah.
$5. Uh-huh. $5. And, I mean, it was filthy, right? And you know it's not worth an electric clock that she found in the garbage.
Exactly.
It's definitely not going to be worth it.
Yeah, it's a garbage gift. Yeah.
But it was around the holidays.
Garbage gift.
Hey, you know, if you're down and out, you know, I'm not
laughing at the person in the situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm laughing just at you. The joy you take at the idea of garbage gift. That this is within 5 minutes, you've turned the holiday half hour power special into
garbage
a thing
gifts.
We get to talk about garbage gifts. So
everybody's treating her like, get out, like, just like crap. And I weirdly was cringing for her, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew she was a junkie or something, but I played it off like, oh, no, I totally need a clock. Yeah, clocks are... They're, like, saying it really loud. Yeah, they're, like, $30. Sure. Oh, what a bargain. And I just, like, gave her $5.
I thought you were trying to start a bidding war.
No,
like someone else, like, oh,
wow.
I need a clock, too. $6.
Wow. Ooh, I like the way you think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know... Yes. So I was like, yeah, that's a good Christmas gift. I'll get this disgusting.
So you bought the clock.
I bought the clock, and I didn't even take it. I was just garbage. I just left it in the booth. But the other thought that I had was, like, not that I'm helping her so much, because she was probably just going to get high.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of like my Bukowski moment.
Sure.
There, you know? So... Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody!
I'm listening to the music behind this. It's really kind of jarring.
Yeah. Jingle bell.
Yeah. I bought a boombox at Masses under similar circumstances.
Yeah.
And it worked, though. It was good.
Wow.
I think it's still working.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
How long ago was this? Is this a recent boombox purchase?
No, a few years ago. And actually, it came in handy during Sandy when there was no power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put some batteries in there. It was
working. You're walking through Bayonne with that thing on your shoulder.
No, I never took it home. I just left it at the bar.
Thing.
Yeah.
Europe 72.
Yeah.
Dead. That would be the greatest. That would be the funniest thing if you walked with a boombox on your shoulder through Bayonne. When summer comes along,
if
you walk through Bayonne through the park, there's a park in, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple parks.
Right?
There's a few parks.
And you walk through the park with a boombox on your shoulder, but you're blasting just some choice Dead from what would you play? The Hunter College 77 show?
Hunter College is a good one.
Yeah.
Louisville.
I like how I just know these things that I've never heard. Like, that's the best show, right?
Yeah.
Hunter College 77.
I like thinking about it's during Hurricane Sandy, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no power.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's got the boombox, the radio, everyone's going to go, we got to get the information.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
And he's just cranking
he's
GD.
Cranking.
Yeah,
he's cranking trying to Sugar Magnolia.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, listen to this. Listen to the
Come
trade-off
on, everyone,
here.
Everyone, gather around. Community meeting. Like.
Now, Jason, anything holiday-wise come to mind like that? You don't have to talk about inanimate objects. And if you have holiday purchase gift recommendations, you can always, we can talk about those, too.
Well, I would say gift recommendations. There's some great Sharpling and Worcester shirts on StereoLaughs.com.
This is so gross. This is,
have you checked those out recently? Good Lord.
It upsets me that you're telling people to go to StereoLaughs.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't really have any gift recommendations besides that. I've kind of blocked out a lot of like holiday memories.
Mm-hmm.
After Dad died, they kind of just fizzled away, I think.
Sure.
Which is kind of an interesting thing. Do you guys regularly play like the white elephant game at parties? Do you know what that game is?
No, what is that?
So everyone has to bring a really crappy or it could be a cool gift to the party, and then everyone puts in their you pull your number, and then based on the number you have, you select a gift from the middle of the floor, and then you can either trade that against someone, and it gets kind of cutthroat.
Sure,
you've played that.
The Island of Misfit Gifts.
Okay,
yeah,
I've heard that name 100%. I was going to say, if you've played that before, what's the worst gift you ever got? Because mine was microwave nuts, and on the front it said nuts you can microwave. And my father-in-law, this was his last Christmas, immediately stole them from me, and he said, I can't wait to microwave those nuts. And literally walked right over to the microwave, popped it open, and went to town.
Oh, nice.
He was so excited about the microwave nuts.
That's good, though.
Uh-huh. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Good for him, bad for me. I don't care about microwave nuts.
Yeah.
It worked out. It did work out.
You did good for your in-law.
But then you got to pick again, right?
I did pick again, yeah.
What did you get?
I think I ended up with, like, a drone or something.
A drone?
How is that a
that's
a pretty wide-ranging price point.
It is.
God.
It is.
Somebody had a package of microwave nuts, and somebody else brought a drone. Feels like a $300 swing there between gifts.
And it's not a good drone.
Yeah.
It's a crap drone.
I'm still going to say that... The worst drone costs more than the best package of microwave nuts. I'm going to say,
That was a win-win because you got,
You
had your, was it father-in-law, you said?
Yeah, my father-in-law.
Yeah.
My father-in-law got what he wanted. You got a drone. I mean, that's...
And that's going to please your wife. Right,
completely.
You know, like, you made your dad happy.
Because if there's one thing, I thought you were going to say the drone made her happy. Because if there's one thing Kristen Bartlett loves is drones.
Drones. She's always going on and on about drones.
Kristen Drone Bartlett.
Yes. So Pat, what is the gift that was the worst gift? Clearly you lit up.
I'm glad White Elephant came up. When I got to the age that my family stopped... Really, and I was glad that they did it. Kind of stopped. We're all going to buy something for each other. At least one half of my family, my mom's side, does White Elephant. Everyone's like, you know, we're older now. Why don't we just do this? And it made sense. But this is before they really. It was like the beta year. You know, the year they were just figuring it all out. And we all drew names out of a hat, and I went first, and. And I picked a box, and it was a donut maker. But don't sound even a little excited. And it seems like no one is, is good. It's already a bad gift. But like, it wasn't even like, you know, a nice one where like you could take a day off and like, I'm gonna figure this out. Like between now and New Year's and like make. Normal sized donuts for everyone. This was like a little bit. This was like a glorified easy bake oven. This thing was terrible, and it was just like even the packaging like it was something that you might find at like a Toys R Us or something. It was like clearly for children's
like
age
a
plus,
10-year-old?
Like some you know like and you know maybe someone above a child's age could enjoy this. And then you know. Nobody wanted it, so I got stuck with this. That was the first one.
Yeah.
And then I never wanted to play the White Elephant again because it was terrible. I like, you know, like I'm not a gambler.
You don't want to go first.
You don't want to go first, but I went first. So now they made a rule. First of all, they incorporated the game where the donut maker is now a part of the game every year because they were all
it gets thrown back into the pot.
They were all they it became such a story because I put up such a big stink about it that they made it a part of the game where every year it gets wrapped either in a larger box or different obviously different wrapping paper every year. But now it's a part of the game where people like if you get stuck with the donut maker, you get. to either pick, you get to pick again, but you also get to pick your position the following year.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And
wow, it's like basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. It's like complex.
But I like it. Draft. It's a tradition.
Yeah, there's these like draft rules involving the worst Christmas gift I ever got, and I've still since never played since I got it.
Wow. Yeah.
But mostly because I've also not been home a lot. Now I go to Alabama or I go different, you know. I haven't been home for that Christmas Eve tradition now. So, yes, the donut maker, that's my worst gift, and it led to a now burn family tradition.
Yes. So someday someone is going to start making some donuts with that thing. Finally go like, you know what? Give me the donut maker. I'm going to start making donuts, and I'm going to have the best time making donuts.
Yeah.
Little easy bake oven style donuts.
Can I chime in with what we were talking about earlier? It's Coquito. Puerto Rico's version of eggnog.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very nice. Yeah,
but it's a creamy coconut rum drink.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
How many microwave nuts?
Well, I don't know how many microwave nuts goes
in it. Say again. What is it again?
Coquito.
Coquito.
Half Hour Power, you're on here. It's me and Mike and Dudio and Pat and Terry T.
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Who are we talking to?
This is Tom in San Diego.
Tom in San Diego, what's going on?
Not much. Just saw that you guys are doing something, so I figured I'd call in.
Yeah. So what kind of, you can talk about worst gift you ever got. You can talk about if you've ever had sympathy for an inanimate object, which was AP Mike's holiday contribution topic-wise.
Secret Santa gifts.
Secret Santa gifts. Or holiday gift recommendations, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, my wife just got back from a ornament party the other night and got a very nice Tupac ornament.
Ooh.
Like a Tupac Christmas tree ornament?
Wow. This is giving me ideas.
Yeah?
That's a
nice
gift.
It also goes good with the Jersey Shore situation ornament that we have.
So you have an ornament of Mike, the situation, Sorrentino, was that his name?
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Like, what? I like They're how you haven't forgotten his name yet.
I'm a big fan of all the Jersey Shore people. Okay. Paulie D.
Who is the short girl?
Snooki. Yeah.
Snooki and J1. Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
J-Wow, Snooki, Paul. And they're still on the still at the Seaside Heights Boardwalk. As of one summer ago, there was still a thing where you could see one of the businesses on the boardwalk had a thing. It's like, check out the phone that was on Jersey Shore. This is the phone that they made a call from. It's like, really?
Were they even from New Jersey?
Were they from one cast member was from New Jersey.
I think Vinny wasn't he?
No,
Vinny.
I thought he was from Staten Island.
Was he Staten Island?
Yeah, Staten okay. Island.
I think most of the cast were not from New Jersey.
Yeah, I want to say like somebody was from like New Hampshire or something like that. Like,
and also, if anybody here is in the background panting on this, they can just understand that Gooden Poochie is here, and she's on patrol moving through the studio, and she's very excited. And so if there's panting in the background, that's not one of us. So how about any gift recommendations? Anything outside of the Tupac ornament?
I mean, I'm not sure how it works, but if you could give someone like a Pantheon thing to the show, I think that would be a great gift.
Patreon?
Patreon.
Patreon.
That's fine. Yeah. Do it.
Sing a model of the Pantheon.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
That's a good gift,
or the
too.
Parthenon.
Yeah. Or the Parthenon.
Or the Parthenon.
Down in, there's the Parthenon either in Greece or Nashville.
Yeah.
There's two Parthenons.
There's like the pyramid, the giant pyramid.
Yes, there's the pyramid. That's in Memphis.
And then the Luxor.
Yes, and
I think this time of year, though, it's great. A lot of people show gratitude, and I just really would like to show gratitude to you and Mike and Dudio and Pat and Terry for all the great hours and hours of really funny stuff. That
well,
it's good.
You're nice to say that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank. Gifts. Who wants what for the holidays? Yeah, this maniac is going to knock the power strip out.
Come on. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm just like.
All right, get away from the power strip. You kook.
Hey, come here.
Yeah. Wait for that door to fly.
I trained her. Open. Yeah.
So what are you asking Santa for, Pat? What are you hoping Santa brings you this year?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't really thought about it for myself. I've been racking my brain because we're in the days now where it's like you have to order online before it's too late.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm like every day I'm like, well, you blew another day. Like, why didn't you order gifts? And I'm like, I have to do this. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. So I haven't even really thought about it for myself, but. Yeah, I don't know. I always need things that I don't buy throughout the year, like new, nicer clothes or like shoes that I kind of just wear through shoes, even sneakers. But,
sure.
You know, that stuff is good. But, yeah, nothing really exciting that I can
think about you, Mike? What are you hoping Santa leaves under your tree this year?
Well, similarly to Pat, Christmas is sort of has a diminishing value in my family. My niece and nephew brought new life to the Christmas season, and now they're getting older. And we used to do a grab bag. You'd pick one person. Mm-hmm. And but I think we've even sort of dispensed with that.
Uh-huh.
And now we kind of just get for the niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we have our little dinner, and... you know, that's fine in itself. You know, I don't need material.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Stuff.
Look, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
It's like, I want a couple books and a couple things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What am I going to run around the street playing with a toy? An adult.
Yeah, yeah.
What point? I can get what I want during the year,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Terry T?
Yes. Well, I mean, my whole thing with shop, like, you know how Pat was saying, gotta shop now, online, before it gets too late. The thing is, I've been doing one of two things. Either I shop throughout the year and I see the weirdest, most stupid thing. Yes! AP Mike would love this! Porno movie of, you know, whatever.
Hold
people
on.
Dressed hold on. In chorus
outfits. I draw
outfits
the line. I draw
something.
The line.
I don't know. I, don't know. I just made that up. I'm sorry. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, this is
there's
hilarious.
A porn producer out there like, yeah, keep talking.
I can honestly say I've never received a porno movie, periodical.
As a gift.
Fun pack and as a Christmas
pack.
For holidays.
At one point in my life, I will. Oh, go ahead, Terry.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying, or it's going to be like throughout the year, I'm buying it and I stick it in the closet, and if I can remember to give it to that person. Or money. That's like, I know, that's so not.
It's not exactly, but it's people
it's just
need
like,
it.
That's, but everybody wants that. I just want money. Like, you know, just like, don't waste your money.
Especially people with families. And you're just helping them. In the holidays, they're just taking all their money and they're just like, I just got to pay bills now.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Exactly. Or stretch my money this way or that way. It's like, I'm buying presents for kids. They could use a little bit of money.
So then you like try to do like, all right, the gift is like money, but then I'll do a little nutty fill-in gift. Like a funny, nutty.
Sure.
Microwave nuts.
Mm-hmm. But, like microwave nuts.
Or I like...
Or a drone.
Yeah.
Or a mini donut maker.
I like funny socks.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Good filling. But
Dudio, Jason, yeah. Any gifts other than the obviously mentioned StereoLaughs.com? Any,
oh, there's so I much know. There.
There's so
the new shirt. I gotta say,
the new shirt is.
I
killer.
Know it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Now, who's that artist again?
It's Jeff Owens. Jeff T. Owens. Very talented.
I mean,
young
it's
man.
Great. It's a dark heather shirt with a drawing of you guys, Sharpling Worcester. It's a I yes. love that shirt so
yes.
much.
Yes, I love it's great. It's very popular. I've been sending them out like crazy. People are ordering them, getting
it's
them out.
It's a very cool shirt. Yes. Like good it, material.
It's just a great Christmas gift.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, I'm not trying to like. Yeah, I'm just saying
you got the job. Whatever you think you're auditioning
no,
for.
No, I'm not auditioning.
I'm got the audition.
Wait,
it's
just
like QVC
Judio.
Segment.
Judio,
Mr. Sincerity. That's my new nickname.
No, I wait.
Yeah. Mr. Sincerity.
Here's Judio's.
It's just a great site.
Christmas gift to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's
going
to do right now the commercial for the shirt.
A great new Sharpling and Worcester shirt at StereoLaughs.com. Get in on it now. Men's sizes, women's sizes, all available. StereoLaughs.com.
Thank you. Thank you for my gift.
I will agree with you, though, to what you said earlier. Like, I don't really need anything. I buy stuff throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like, if I was going to get something dumb, I would want the new Queen News of the World box set. Then, but then
sure.
that's just going to sit on my shelf, man.
Yeah. And I will say, Mike, I'm not going to name names. At one point in my life, I worked somewhere where the owner would give me a bonus, Christmas, give me cash, and then I'd say to him, well, what do you want? And he would just say, just go buy me some magazines, some porno magazines. And I would go to a newsstand and I would buy $100 worth of magazines. And it was
Club International.
It was the biggest spectacle of somebody with an armful of just going to like that top row on the magazine shelf that I'm there.
And hoping you don't see anyone.
Yeah. I'm just there grabbing. I'm just like, okay. And I'm like, all right, this is about 20 magazines.
And you were probably barely looking at the titles.
No, I was just looking at the price of them. Just like, I don't
get so you don't
there
know.
There was some weird $30 magazine.
But you probably,
Swedish
you don't know Exotica. If you, like it was just getting like, for example. What's in the fun pack? Because you can't really see, right? Yeah. It's a covered up, right?
No, it's a mystery.
Yeah. It's a mystery bag, right?
We plumbed the depths.
We've gone there. This is on record. Mike has already documented the fun pack.
Packs.
The troublesome middle magazine. Mike talking about throughout history, the history of the show. Did I get him what?
The fun packs?
Oh, yeah, I bought him everything.
Did you get, like, the top quality? Like,
I bought all of it.
New.
I bought him everything I could get, all I could hold, I bought him.
Were they coming with DVDs at that point in time?
I don't think so.
And all the way back, you're probably thinking, Jesus. Please don't let me die in a car accident right now.
With this stockpile,
some cop will come upon the scene.
It was within walking distance of the business.
Oh, okay.
So I'd walk a few blocks away, load up, and then bring him back like a shopping bag. Oh, here you go. Merry Christmas.
And this was like, if I'm not mistaken, this is when you were in high school. Right? You were pretty young then.
A little bit out of high school.
I don't even know if you were even 20 then.
I was out of high school at that point.
That's also sketchy.
So this is what a festive show.
I know.
Would he duke you a magazine for your trouble?
No, these were his, Mike.
Duke you.
But this was like, I have a question. This was $100 of your own money though? This was
just out of the bonus.
Oh, he was giving me... He was giving me a nice big bonus, and I would give him what he wanted. A grocery bag full of...
Smut.
Full of smut, yes. Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. A grocery bag full of adult magazines. His mic's. So
celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Yes. What a
with porno.
So now we say the half hour power. I think we're done, right?
We're done. We are at time.
We are at time.
Season,
the rare
on that note.
One final call here.
Okay.
Half hour power. Christmas episode, holiday episode. Welcome.
Hey Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom are we speaking?
My name is Gray, and I'm from South Carolina, and I'm just calling in to say I hope everybody had a great Christmas or holiday yesterday.
Wait, when is this thing
happening? Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, dude. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Wait, when is this thing?
Okay.
Yeah. This Friday?
Sorry, I was trying to...
No, I appreciate the spirit
of
it.
Time travel.
Yeah.
I'm playing with the timeline.
Yes, yeah. You were playing with the timeline. You spooked me a little bit there, though. Seems like
sorry about
from
that.
The future.
Yeah.
I just never get to call in because I have to go to bed early. Usually I saw that y'all were doing the show, so...
And where are you calling from, Gray?
I'm from South Carolina, upstate South Carolina.
What, upstate, like...
Greenville.
Greenville, oh, okay. I know that area.
Yeah.
I know that area very well.
Yeah, it's a happening little town.
So how are you spending the holidays, Gray?
I'm just going to spend it with my wife and daughter. We've got both my wife and I have the week off, and just going to be with family. And my daughter's 4 years old, so she's prime age for just going crazy about all this stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna have a great time. What did you get her anything? You can tell us. She's not gonna hear that. What's something that she was dying to get?
We got her this giant stuffed kind of colorful glow worm animal from Cracker Barrel. We saw in the Cracker Barrel store.
What?
Cracker.
What Cracker Barrel is.
You don't have to tell me what Cracker Barrel is.
Yeah.
Why don't you get her the golf tee game? Why don't you get her the
DDO interpretation for that?
You didn't want to get her the golf tee game?
Yeah, a large oversized checkers.
No.
Yeah.
No, actually, I saw this giant worm and caught her eye, and I went back and looked at it. It was only $10. I was like, sure, why not? You know,
so. Great. So yeah. You didn't want to get her a rocking chair,
a bunch of Goo Goo clusters, and other rock candy.
Yeah. This is what I would get if I went to if I was to put my wish list together from Cracker Barrel, rocking chair, the golf tee table game that people play while they're waiting for their food that you can where you jump in the triangle.
Reba McEntire album that is only sold at Cracker Barrel.
And or a cookbook.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. A Paula Deen cookbook.
Some saltwater taffy, maybe.
Saltwater, yes.
Can you get a crock of cheddar cheese there?
Why do you have a southern accent all of a sudden? Mike has a southern accent.
Get some good dumplings.
Yeah.
You can. I will agree with that.
Look, I'm not going to put down Cracker Barrel.
I love it.
If I'm down there, I'll eat a Cracker Barrel. Yeah. They still have them. They're up
down.
Here. They're in New Jersey. Yeah. There's Cracker Barrels in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Good old home down home fun.
I think this might be the northernmost Cracker Barrel though, right?
I think it is.
They don't go past New Jersey.
Nothing I'm aware of.
Yeah. They're up there in CC's Pizza Country.
Yes, you get it. Yeah, you're down there in prime CC's Pizza. Up here it's funny. The pizza generally, the default setting for pizza up here is not under a heat lamp.
Yeah,
that you get you slide down a railing with a tray, sampling whichever way. You generally go to the pizzeria here and say, "I'll have one of that thing, that slice," and the guy who made it will. We'll put it in the pizza oven for you.
The
not
brick pizza.
Yeah, the brick pizza. Exactly. Not the heat lamp. Not just be under the heat lamp.
Yeah.
But look, again, I'm not putting CeCe's down either. I still think I'd eat there one more time in my life. If we give it one final chance. I'll be like, all right, this is it. CeCe's, I'm giving you one final chance.
I'll go with you if you want to go.
There's one there every now and then.
There's one very close to here.
Yeah. And there's one. It's invaded. Here, I think the CeCe's are moving in. I think Jimmy John's has been beaten. I think Jimmy John's is waving the white flag.
Papa John's.
No, Jimmy John's a sandwich chain. Oh. Jimmy John's, I think, is losing the fight in New Jersey.
They're related?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jersey Mike's is making a northern advance. We have a Jersey Mike's in Bayonne now. And it's the
it's a great game of risk.
It's quite a
sensation.
It's quite a sensation.
We want to know if they're doing northern aggression.
Fast food risk.
Fast food risk.
Jersey Mike's.
Fast food risk, like chain store risk, would be the greatest game. Pathmark, rolling
Acme.
Out. Acme rolling up from Philadelphia. Yeah.
What's the one Chris Lee's store that you always mention?
Zaxby's.
Oh, Zaxby's. Is so
what
good.
Would be Australia?
What would be Australia in the thing?
That's
I don't
one.
Know. Some
Tim
sort
Tams.
Of
Tim Tams. Tim Tams.
Yeah, there's cookies.
You want to get it early and hold on to it.
So. Yes, you have your stronghold. Your franchise stronghold. All right, great. Happy holidays to you. And thanks for calling.
Same to y'all.
Okay.
Good talking to y'all.
Take care.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, y'all. I got it in there.
Yeah, you did. Don't worry.
Good work. That's great.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's time to... Yeah?
Sorry. Were we going to mention John Solomon's thing? John Solomon's...
Is Christmas.
It 20, yeah, it's yes. His Christmas or holiday... 25-hour marathon.
And if you're hearing this on that, there's an outside chance you will be. If he doesn't delete it, then...
Yeah. All the fun pack talk
might not make the cut. Might not make the cut on the holiday special. We'll see.
So people don't know what it is.
It's on WPRB. John Solomon does a 25-hour Christmas special.
Somehow.
25-hour marathon
non-stop,
of just weird... Indie, punk, cool, oldie, Christmas, holiday music.
Yes.
Every year he's done it for 25 years. That's crazy.
I found out about it through both of you. I knew about it before. It was my introduction to John, and it's fantastic, and it really is a spectacular.
Yeah, you put it on. It starts Christmas Eve.
And it goes all through the night.
It goes for 25 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all through the night, all through Christmas Day. You just put it on, you can listen to it online, which is the nicest thing. Like, if you don't,
it's one of the highlights of Christmas for me. And, all right.
Love it, yeah.
We're going to wrap up because we've got to get ready for the best show proper, which we'll peek behind the curtain recording this before the best show. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Jingle bells.